Four pediatric residents got their first taste of Alaskan-style medicine this spring. It's part of a new partnership based at the University of Washington and Seattle Children's Hospital to create an unusual type of medical residency. The doctors will spend one-third of their three-year training in Alaska. The program is designed to help recruit more pediatricians to stay in the state after they graduate, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
As a resident at the University of Washington in Seattle, Dr. Eric Foote is used to biking to work. But when he spent 2 months in Bethel this spring, he decided to try a form of transportation more fitting for the snowy tundra.
I was cross-country skiing to work, and one day it was 20 below, it was really cold, and the snow on my face froze, and I was like, this is cold.
Foote may not have loved the cold in Bethel, but he did love the medicine. He experienced just how remote the rural villages are when he helped medevac a toddler who was having a hard time breathing from a Yukon River community to Bethel. The boy ended up having pneumonia and recovered after an extended stay in the hospital. Foote says cases like that one force pediatricians to work more independently in a place like Bethel.
It's not the same as being in like a big city like Seattle, where the specialists are in the same building and you can call them up and they can come see your patient the same day if you really need them to. So you have to rely more on your clinical judgment and develop more of your skills to deal with the problems as you can and where you are.
Foote is part of the Alaska Track at the University of Washington's pediatric residency. A group of doctors in Anchorage started working to make the idea a reality about 5 years ago as a way to increase the number of pediatricians in the state. Dr. John Tappel was part of those early conversations.
There's the concept that doctors tend to stay where they train. Well, nobody was training in Alaska.
Currently, there's only one residency program in Alaska for family practice doctors. A full pediatric residency was unrealistic in the state because pediatricians in training need exposure to more specialty care patients than a small city like Anchorage can offer. But Tappel says a program that drew University of Washington residents to Alaska for part of their training made a lot of sense.
And we realized that we're one of the few places that could pull it off because we had a major children's hospital down in Seattle. We had a major need up in Alaska, and we had parties willing to work together.
The four residents practice in sites in rural and urban Alaska. By next year, Tappel's clinic, Latouche Pediatrics, will host a rotating group of University of Washington residents throughout the year. Dr. Foote spent 2 months at Latouche after his time in Bethel. On a recent morning, he performed a regular checkup on a slightly reluctant four-year-old.
Can you tip your head up and roar like a lion, go rah! Good.
Foote says he likes being exposed to both rural and urban medicine in Alaska. Dr. Christine Tan, who oversees the program, says it was designed that way. She says there isn't a huge shortage of pediatricians in Anchorage, but rural parts of the state need help recruiting more primary care doctors.
We have seen with the family practice residency that a lot of their graduates go on to do rural medicine across the state, and we're hoping that that will also be true for the pediatric residents. If we can get them up here and get them excited about being here, then maybe we can recruit them to some of those other areas as well to be able to deliver health care out there.
Dr. Foote just finished his first year of residency. He's not ready to make a commitment to stay in Alaska yet, but he says he's definitely considering it. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.